This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for President Trump, is it? Well, he's having a busy time in a courtroom in Manhattan, listening to testimony from E. Jean Carroll about how he ruined her life by raping her allegedly in 1996 and then lying about it subsequently. While all that is going on, he continues to bask in the fact that he won 51% of the vote in the Iowa caucuses. That's about double the percentage that he got 8 years ago when he finished second in the Iowa caucuses. Is he, in fact, on his way toward a coronation? Karen Tumulty says, yes, he is, but there are some side distractions that are worth paying attention to. Karen Tumulty is an associate editor and a columnist for the Washington Post. Previously, she worked for some 15 years for Time magazine, writing many cover stories. She has won a great many journalism prizes, and her new column, which is Donald Trump's GOP coronation, is officially underway. Karen, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Let me ask you about some of the people on the other side who have pointed to the fact that Trump won 51% of the votes in Iowa, of the people who were courageous enough to brave the inclement weather, that it still means that half of the Iowa Republicans preferred someone else as president, and that his grip on the party is not as decisive and overwhelming as many people assume. Your response to that?
Well, don't forget, this was a four-way race to get. And so, I mean, can you imagine that people who were supporting Ron DeSantis are not, you know, assuming he is out of the race fairly soon, aren't going to move over to Trump? Or, you know, certainly Vivek Ramaswamy's voters are surely going to come over to him. So I do think getting over 50% in a race where there were this many contenders is a pretty big victory.
Well, it's surely, I mean, it's the biggest victory that anyone has won in terms of the margin in the whole history, long history of GOP caucuses in Iowa. You can't argue against that. But a number of people are pointing to a new poll that was released yesterday in New Hampshire, which shows President Trump tied with Nikki Haley. If Nikki Haley actually does win the New Hampshire primary, doesn't that bring this entire battle back to life, or is it still a coronation for Trump?
I have trouble. First of all, New Hampshire has a fairly unique electorate in this march to the nomination. In the New Hampshire primary, if you are a voter who is not registered in either party, you can vote in either party's either party's primary. So you're going to have, presumably, and Nikki Haley's numbers would reflect, you're going to have a lot of people who are pretty moderate, who, you know, probably even would lean Democratic in the presidential race, can come over and vote in the Republican primary. That is not going to be the case as we move forward. And I think, you know, nobody who I've talked to, who's pretty shrewd about these things, gives Nikki Haley even much of a chance in her home state of South Carolina, given how conservative South Carolina is. So, yes, I mean, it will certainly be a very, very good day if she can beat Trump in the New Hampshire primary. And the other thing to remember, too, is that only once since 1976, when there has been a contested Republican primary, have New Hampshire and Iowa voted the same way. So it's going to be a good day for her. But the question is, where does she take it from there? I mean, we saw that, for instance, with John McCain in 2000, who won this amazing victory in New Hampshire after getting beaten in South Carolina, I mean, in Iowa. But then he just got crushed by George W. Bush in South Carolina.
Yeah, and remember that the Confederate flag, that was an issue at the time between McCain and Bush and others, which was became obviously an issue that Nikki Haley resolved during her governorship. In terms of the Republican Party being, again, totally in line with Trump, I just wrote a piece about Iowa in context, and it's up at our Substack site. And one of the things that's striking about the entrance polls that they took for the Iowa caucuses was that some 64% of people said that they agreed that with President Trump that Biden had not been legitimately elected as president. And yet there were more than 30% who disagreed with that, disagreed with President Trump. And then on the same question, when asked, do you think that if President Trump is convicted of a crime, he would be unfit to be president? 64% said, no, he's fine, we can deal with that. And yet there were more than 30% who said that would be disqualifying. That 30%.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying here is that only one in three Republicans is sort of in touch with reality.
Well, it at least is not ready to board the Trump train on all of its assumptions. I mean, clearly President Trump is not going to stop talking about the stolen election of 2020, is he?
No. But again, the fact that he has gotten two-thirds of a major political party to buy into what is a flat-out lie is pretty astonishing.
I agree, but it also could be pretty fatal for his chances in November, don't you think? In other words, if 30% of Republicans don't agree with him about these charges against him being meaningless and Biden not being our real president, if they disagree on those fundamental things, then that's a real opportunity for Mr. Biden, isn't it?
Well, but what we have seen is the tendency of Republicans to sort of rationalize themselves into pretzels when you get to, you know, a binary choice. The number of Republicans who would say, well, yeah, you know, he is over fixated on the 2020 election, but I just don't want to see Biden in the White House again. So I think at this point it's January, and I don't want to predict how people are going to feel about these things in November. We don't know for sure that any of these court cases are going to be resolved by then. But I just think the degree to which Donald Trump has completely remade the Republican Party in his own image is just astonishing.
Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post. Karen, can you give us a few more moments?
Oh, you got it.
I'm glad you can. I want to go into the future for the number two finisher in Iowa, Ron DeSantis. What did he do wrong? What did he do right? Where is he going politically? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tumulty is an associate editor and a columnist for the Washington Post. Her most recent column, Donald Trump's GOP coronation, is officially underway. She's also written about the candidacy of the number two finisher in the Iowa caucuses. That would be, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis, who is still the governor of Florida. And you write that his candidacy was built on one miscalculation after another. And the one miscalculation I think everyone remembers was announcing his candidacy virtually on what used to be called Twitter, on X, together with Elon Musk. And it was a complete disaster. It didn't work. You couldn't listen if you wanted to. Aside from that, what other miscalculations do you think are particularly meaningful concerning the ill-fated Ron DeSantis campaign?
Well, Ron DeSantis ran in Iowa what was the cookie-cutter campaign of everything that traditionally you were supposed to do in Iowa. He visited all 99 counties. He got high-profile endorsements, including from the governor and from one of the top evangelical leaders. But he turned out to be not a terribly appealing candidate out there. He was essentially trying to be Donald Trump, sort of without the drama. But what he was also was Donald Trump without much of the Trump appeal to the base. And the real turning point for him came with that first Trump indictment in New York, the paying off the porn star indictment, where the entire party, including Trump's rivals, decide that they have to rally behind him and insist that he's being persecuted by the justice system. And after that, it was really hard for Ron DeSantis to get much oxygen. The other thing he did, which was very unusual, unorthodox, was that he farmed out much of his ground operation and later much of his message operation to a super PAC that called Never Back Down. And, you know, they would pay, for instance, for the bus on which he rode around the state. And as a result, you had two kind of separate sets of campaign strategy. It became pretty incoherent. The super PAC and the campaign were at each other's throats. And they were also running out of money really, really fast. So, you know, I think fundamentally, he was a fairly, and I'm talking about him in the past tense, I mean, he is still hanging in there in the race, but he was fundamentally a pretty unappealing candidate, which was his real problem. But I think ultimately, you know, he also made a bunch of technical mistakes.
And do you believe there have been a number of speculators who are looking at Trump's choice for vice president? There are potential constitutional problems because they're both Floridians, at least technically. But if they overcome those Trump selects him as his vice presidential running mate, do you think that is either likely or even possible?
I think that is next to impossible. Because there has been so much bad blood as a result of this primary campaign. And I think, too, that Ron DeSantis, Trump is going to be looking, I think, and especially after, you know, his January, we all thought Mike Pence was the ultimate, you know, kind of, you know, loyalist until January 6th. What I think Trump is going to be looking for is somebody who would essentially go along with anything he says. The other thing is, he's probably going to be more inclined, I think, to not want to pick up a white male running mate. And there are certainly, you know, a number of women in the party he might be looking at, say, an Elise Stefanik. You know, I don't know. I just think that Ron DeSantis, who wouldn't bring anything to the ticket, is a really unlikely choice.
The figures on the Iowa results, and I just did a piece looking deeply at the Iowa results, and the most stunning thing about them is that there were 110,000 people total who showed up at the caucuses. And yes, they had inclement weather, but this was the smallest turnout as a percentage of registered Republicans in modern history for the Iowa caucuses. And when you actually look at the percentage of votes that Trump received of all of the registered voters in Iowa, he got 3% because the turnout was so low. Do you think that reflects what I think a lot of Americans are feeling, is disillusionment with President Trump and with President Biden, and just kind of wishing that the presidential campaign would go away?
No, I don't. I was there. I can tell you that weather was brutal. It was, the National Weather Service was describing it as life-threatening. And also for a lot of people, you know, these caucuses happen on a weeknight. People bring their babies to the caucuses. So I do think going into this, the Trump people I talked to, other people were saying, yeah, they thought this was going to break a record. It was going to be maybe 200,000 people, which would have been even bigger than the 187,000 that is the current record from 2016. But I really do think a lot of this was the weather. And even though Trump was telling people that even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it, I think most people would not have agreed with that.
Well, again, it depends on how decisive Iowa actually happens to be. Do you see, there's been so much speculation about sort of a last-minute savior to come in to offer an alternative that isn't Trump and isn't Nikki Haley. There's no chance of that at this point, is there?
No, I just, you know, the process is already moving along. You've got, you know, filing deadlines have passed. I think it's much more likely that this nominating contest wraps up pretty early, Super Tuesday, which is early March, and then we move on to the general election.
Which, again, can hardly inspire a great deal of enthusiasm when it's a rerun of Trump versus Biden. You can have all kinds of enthusiasm, though, about the columns and the opinions and the enlightening discourse from Karen Tumulty. Check it out at michaelmedved.com, her most recent columns. When we come back, more on views of what actually happened in Iowa. Coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there are a number of commentators who are saying concerning the Trump coronation that Karen Tumulty referred to in her column for Washington Post, that the Iowa caucuses actually showed some weaknesses for Donald Trump. And part of the weaknesses would be turning up in New Hampshire, potentially in South Carolina, despite the fact that he has a very, very strong lead in South Carolina. If all of a sudden there is a defeat for President Trump, who has been so heavily favored now to actually win the nomination, if he's defeated in the first actual primary as opposed to caucuses in New Hampshire, it would be a political earthquake. And there's actually a piece in the Arizona Republic. It was later picked up by USA Today. It's by Phil Boas, who is a writer, an opinion writer in Arizona. And he has a piece entitled, "How Trump's Landslide," in quotes, "Iowa Win Could Spell Trouble for Him and for the GOP." And he begins by saying the Democrats and mainstream media's choice for Republican nominee cleaned up in the Iowa caucuses on Monday night. Former President Donald Trump won, running away with slightly more than half the vote, 51%, and winning 98 out of 99 counties in Iowa. No, that's a pretty sweeping victory. But he says the mainstream news media were ebullient in ways it won't be once the general election throttles up. The most durable force in American politics is Trump's ties to his voters, quote a New York Times headline. Trump's landslide Iowa win is a stunning show of strength after leaving Washington in disgrace, read a CNN.com headline. And he goes on and he says, but is Trump really a non-incumbent? And he says that technically, yes, President Biden is this year's incumbent. But practically speaking, Trump was the last Republican to serve as president of the United States before he lost re-election in 2020. Fully 65% of Iowans who caucused Monday believe that he won the 2020 election, according to entry polls reported by ABC News. The point that I make here is that even in this very pro-Trump selection of people who showed up at the Iowa caucuses and braved the very difficult inclement weather that Karen Tumulty was talking about, even among those, there were 30% who said, yeah, Biden won the election. He's the president. And who are at least potential defectors from the Trump train. Are they not? If you believe that Trump would disqualify himself if he's convicted of anything, and he's going to be convicted of something at some point, he's already been held in court to be liable for this sexual assault on E. Jean Carroll that people are talking about today. He said, if you think of Trump as a run-of-the-mill, just another Republican competing to lead the ticket, then Monday's result is a noteworthy triumph. But if you think of Trump as an incumbent, the ground beneath his feet is shaking. Is Trump inevitable? Trump's Iowa win is depressing, but conservatives still have time to change course. In 2020, they point out that when he was an incumbent, Trump won the Iowa caucuses with 97% of the vote. That's dominance. Trump's closest rival that year was William Weld, long forgotten governor of Massachusetts, who had actually been a Libertarian Party candidate for vice president the year before. They said, this is what it looks like when you're an incumbent and you have total dominance. Trump had that in 2020, where he got 97% of the vote of the Iowa caucuses. Says this time, he has serious challengers. Taken together, writes Phil Boas, the non-Trump coalition of candidates won nearly half the vote in a state that ABC News calls overwhelmingly white and rural. In other words, these were ideal conditions for a Trump landslide. And then they he goes on to write about Nikki Haley. She has begun making a sophisticated argument that as Trump drags all of his chaos, indictments, hearings, and high negatives into the general election, he won't just risk losing his own race. He'll put in jeopardy every down-ballot Republican in every state in the country, such as Trump's power to motivate Democrats to vote. If the point of the 2024 election is to reaffirm your loyalty to Donald Trump, fine, vote for him. But if the point is to restore conservative values in the federal and state government and the broader culture, then Trump is a beat-up horse with flagging track record. The risk is high that Trump will lose the general election and take down the rest of the Republican ballot. And then this writer in Arizona, Phil Boas, comes to basically the punchline for him, which is in Arizona, the MAGA architects of Arizona's remade Republican Party inherited a red state and handed much of it over to the Democrats. They have lost in recent years the state's two U.S. Senate seats, the governor's office, the secretary of state, and the Attorney General, the biggest prizes in Arizona politics. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're witnessing the rebirth of Donald Trump's movement after losing three straight election cycles. But what if I'm not? What if MAGA is actually a surefire formula for losing a fourth cycle? conservatives in this country will look at the smoldering ruin of successive Republican defeats authored by the Trumps and Lakes, that's Kerry Lake, and Bowyers, and know that this wasn't merely a lost decade. It was the Republican Chernobyl. Is that indeed the case? The interesting point they made at CNN was Republicans spent more than $123 million on advertising in Iowa. And when you have $123 million and you have 110,000 people who actually turned up, what that means is for everybody who showed up at the caucuses, you're spending, what is it, come to $10,000 that you invested to get that kind of turnout at the caucuses? Something is not all paradisal and perfect right now. And the question is that even though there is an indication that some of the people who you wouldn't assume would have anything good at all to say about Trump are now saying good things about him in the wake of his tremendous victory. It was a sizable victory in Iowa. The CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, went on CNBC, and he actually said that, no, it's not that he's a cult leader or that he's hypnotized people. People are voting for Trump because he was right about a lot of stuff. This is clip 12. We will get to that after the break. And also what Ron DeSantis is saying and what Nikki Haley is saying on the road campaigning in New Hampshire. By the way, DeSantis, also to try to signal that he is not going to call it quits in New Hampshire, he's only getting 4% of the vote in New Hampshire according to most polls. But he's going to continue through South Carolina. He just campaigned in South Carolina, which, of course, is Nikki Haley's home state. We will be right back on what Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase has to say about Donald J. Trump. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Come on the Michael Medved Show, for God's sake.
This is
God bless you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And it is striking that somebody who was certainly a member of the elite, certainly a member of the economic powerhouse known as Wall Street, even on a day when the market wasn't doing particularly well. In any event, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has slammed Democratic messaging about MAGA, about the Make America Great Again, America First movement, that President Trump is very clearly the leader of. Here is what Jamie Dimon had to say on CNBC on the show Squawk Box. This is clip 12. Listen.
I just also want to point out, I wish the Democrats would think a little more carefully when they talk about MAGA. You know, and if you travel this country, you know, and the country's unbelievable. We took our bus trip this year, and Leslie Picker was on Spokane and Boise and Bozeman. People are growing. They're hungry to grow. They're innovating. It's everywhere. It's not just Silicon Valley. So we've got this great hand. But when people say MAGA, they're actually looking at people voting for Trump, and they think they're voting, and they're basically scapegoating them, that you are like him. But I don't think they're voting for Trump because of his family values. Now, if you look, just take a step back, be honest. He's kind of right about NATO, kind of right about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
He grew the economy quite well.
China virus.
Tax reform worked. Mm-hmm. He's right about some of China. I don't like what he did.
No, I said China virus.
Yeah, I understand. He may have been right. And I don't like how he said things about Mexico. I don't like. But he wasn't wrong about some of these critical issues. And that's why they're voting for him. And I think people should be a little more respectful of our fellow citizens. And when you guys have people up here, you should always ask the why. Not like it's a binary thing. You're supporting Trump, you're not supporting Trump. Why are you supporting Trump?
It's hard to hate 75 million of your fellow Americans.
I agree.
It's done clearly.
And, you know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job with the deplorables, hugging onto their Bibles and their beer and their guns. I mean, really? Like, can we just stop that stuff?
Okay, what he's talking about here is, you'll remember that President Obama got in trouble. This is before Hillary Clinton got in trouble for calling a basket of deplorables, is the way she characterized some of Trump's support. And then it was President Obama who said that there are people in this country who hang on to their guns and their God. he's entirely correct, is obviously when Democrats are just out and out contemptuous toward people who disagree with them, it doesn't help their cause. He said, and this is more of what Jamie Dimon had to say, and I think very persuasively, he said, I mean, really, can we just stop that stuff and actually grow up and treat other people with respect and listen to them a little bit? I think this negative talk about MAGA is going to hurt Biden's reelection campaign. And when Biden reacted on X, formerly known as Twitter, when he reacted to the caucuses that took place in Iowa, he wrote, "Looks like Donald Trump just won Iowa. He's the clear front runner on the other side at this point. But here's the thing. This election was always going to be you and me versus extreme MAGA Republicans. It was true yesterday, and it'll be true tomorrow." Again, I do think that Jamie Dimon is right, is that the key to Joe Biden actually competing in this presidential election that may be against President Trump. I am not as sure as others are that this campaign is over. Long campaign could have all kinds of surprises in it. We will see. But the idea that having a little bit more sympathy for, as they put it on Squawk Box, 75 million of your fellow Americans, that's important. And it's crucial. And here's Ron DeSantis. He was on CNN. He did a town hall on CNN. And here is what he said about the Iowa caucus goers who actually braved really very difficult weather. I have been caught in the Midwest. I was caught in Omaha while hitchhiking home between school in Connecticut. And this is when I was in college. And coming home to Los Angeles, I wrote about this. It was actually my first, one of my first published stories when I was 17. I very stupidly was not wearing good footwear, and I got frostbite, and it was extraordinarily painful on my feet, waiting in western Pennsylvania to try to get a ride. Actually, no, it was not. It was in Omaha. It was even worse. It was colder. Western Pennsylvania was another trip. But in any event, this is what Ron DeSantis had to say about looking back on the Iowa caucuses, where he finished a distant second. This is clip 9.
Look, I think that he was the former president of the United States. He's one of the most famous people that's ever been involved in American politics. And there's obviously a lot of Republicans that appreciated his policies. You know, but you still had roughly half of the Iowa caucus goers that made another choice. And so that shows me, that tells me that there is an appetite for a different leader. And I think what I represent is somebody that has delivered on those key conservative policies that we've all been wanting to see in Washington, D.C. You know, in Florida, think about what we've done with our taxes and budget. Massive tax cuts every year I've been governor, but budget surpluses, and we've paid down 25% of our state's total debt. That's all the debt we've had since statehood. I've knocked out 25% of it. Florida state government, lowest number of state employees per capita in the country. Our budget, even though we have millions of more people than New York, our budget is half the size of New York State's budget. So I represent the fulfillment of a lot of what we want to do. Honestly, a lot of what Donald Trump promised to do, but didn't deliver, whether that's the border wall, whether that's reducing debt, whether that's draining the swamp.
Okay, basically, there's lots of reasons, it seems to me, that it didn't work for Ron DeSantis to talk so incessantly about his accomplishments in Florida. Now, of course, it's quite natural. I mean, this is what he's devoted his life to. And he's been a very good and very popular governor. When he talked about those things in Florida, he won re-election, and he won by a landslide. He won by nearly 20 points. He won by 19 points when he was running for re-election down in Florida in 2022. But it seems to me that Florida is one of those places where people just assume that's a different situation. It's different from what I am dealing with. And there also obviously are personality difficulties that DeSantis faced in terms of connecting with people. Nikki Haley, well, she had this to say on CBS with Gayle King about her campaign and where it's going. Clip 7.
How do you sway his voters to say, over here, guys, please listen to what we're saying?
I mean, look at the last New Hampshire poll, Gayle. I mean, you can look at it. The reason we're getting people is because we're telling them the truth. That's what people want. They don't want any more political rhetoric. They just want the truth, and I've told them the hard truth. Look,
I'm wondering, Governor, do they really want the truth?
I was proud to serve in his administration.
Honestly, I'm wondering, do they want the truth? Because you give them the truth, but they still say, nope, it's not legit.
Look, Americans do want the truth, but they want the truth about the things they care about. They want the truth about why inflation is high and what we're going to do about it. They want the truth about why only 31% of eighth graders in our country can read, and they want to know what we're going to do about it. They want the truth on why our border is open and what we're going to do to secure it once and for all. They want the truth on why we don't have law and order in this country anymore. And they want the truth on what we're going to do to prevent war. That's what they want. That's what I've heard in over 75 town halls. That's what the people in New Hampshire care about. No one's talking about the election of 2020. Everybody's talking about the election of 2024. And what they do know is they don't want a couple of 80-year-olds to be their choices. They want to see a new generational leader that's going to have new solutions, no vendettas, no vengeance, no drama, just someone that's going to go in there, fight for them, and give them results.
Okay, this is why I don't think this campaign is over yet. Look, Nikki Haley, say what you will about her. She's a formidable communicator. And you just compare what you just heard from her with what you just heard from Ron DeSantis. And it's one of the reasons she is running tied with President Trump right now in New Hampshire. If she actually ekes out any kind of victory, it would be a political earthquake, one worth following. Love and politics, the subject for next hour. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.